Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com. Last trip planner.
Giles Brown. Let's talk.
I'm delighted to welcome Myra as a party onto the show. Myra, good morning to you. Sorry I was a little bit late. I was all tied up with bits and pieces. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to you all.
Yes, indeed. 952-784-1000 if you want to get a question over to Myra, and also the WhatsApp, which is +34 645 9967 95. Right there now. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, Myra, and they were going, well, I've still got my green piece of paper somewhere, and there's been an awful lot of kerfuffle, to put it mildly, about there's been another pronouncement letter from the big people about the green certificate. So what is your understanding at the moment?
Okay, so you probably know what... Well, basically, I had to draft something rather quickly on facts versus misinformation on the future of the green residency certificate for UK nationals in Spain.
Okay.
Because I believe that what I was hearing and what I read on an interview was that everybody must change for the TIE immediately, because if you travel into Spain, in and out of Spain, with the green certificate as a UK national, you could be considered as a tourist and even denied entry.
Okay, right. Okay.
Which was rather alarming.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, shall I read? I've actually got the official press release. For once, I'm actually half prepared for you, Myra. So shall I?
Oh, I haven't even seen an official press release. I've just seen newspaper interviews.
Right. So what I'll do is I will read through, these bits, and I'll do it paragraph by paragraph, and then you can give me a running commentary. How's that for a plan? How's that? Okay.
So. Ready? Okay.
So here we go. I'll put on my BBC Radio British Embassy voice for you, just to make you exactly. I'm wearing a bow tie. So, the green certificate will not be recognized. This is from the British Embassy in Madrid. It's got all the official bits and pieces. Okay. So the green certificate will not be recognized by the EU's entry exit system. The British Embassy in Spain is urging all British nationals resident in Spain to get a tarjeta de identidad de extranjeros, the TIE, as soon as possible following new information.
Okay.
I'll tell you when I've stopped. Following
That's a good start.
Right. Following new information from the Spanish government that the old green certificate will not be recognised by the EU's entry exit system. Myra.
Okay. Shall we just go from there? Okay.
Right.
Quite true.
Yeah.
But what's that letting people think, especially if you carry on, is that the green certificate will not be recognised by the EES only.
Yes.
It won't be recognised by the system when the EES comes in allegedly October of this year, because it's not machine readable.
Correct.
But people are taking that as not recognised, full stop.
Right.
So, okay, I'll let you carry on.
Right.
That's not the case.
Right. Paragraph number two, then. Okay, this is fun. Paragraph number two. The EU have yet to announce a date for when the entry-exit system, the EES, of which you spoke, Myra, will come into force, though it is believed to be later this year. Under this new border system, all non-EU short-stay travellers will need to register their name, passport details, biometric data, fingerprints and captured facial images, upon entering Spain or any other EU country. These details will be held on file for 3 years, meaning Britons making repeat visits to Spain within a three-year period will not have to go through the same registration process each time, or have their passport stamped once EES is fully implemented. Myra.
Yes, this relates to visitors, not to residents.
Yeah, okay. So, third paragraph, and we're coming on to residents here. So, to be exempt from registering with the EES, British residents in the EU will need to show a valid uniform format biometric card. For British residents in Spain, only a TIE will be accepted by Spanish and EU authorities. The green certificate will not be recognised because it does not meet the requirements to feature in Annex 22 of the Schengen Borders Code. Myra,
okay.
Right?
How would you or a traveler, resident of Spain read that? What would you presume from that?
I would
presuming.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, I would say that in that case, if you try and go at a future date and they're not quite sure yet, with your green certificate in your hot little hand, they'll say, "Well, that's not, you know, we don't recognise that. You've got to have one of those nice shiny TIE cards, otherwise we'll class you as a tourist."
Yes, but that's not what it means. That's not what it is about. Again, we should differentiate. What it should be said is that you will be not, your green certificate is not machine readable, therefore is not recognized as a biometric card is. It can't be read.
Yes.
But you cannot, you can still come in. And if somebody tells you you can't, then that's a failing on their part, understanding the regulations right.
Well,
and the withdrawal agreement.
Here comes the killer then, okay? Brace yourself, Mara.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I am.
Paragraph 4. All ready? As a result, now I always get very worried when they say as a result on official documents. As a result, yeah, green certificate holders attempting to enter Spain or any other country in the Schengen zone will not be able to use their green certificates as valid proof of residency and may be wrongly accused of overstaying in the EU. This could lead to them being denied entry and returned to the UK. There will be an appeals process, although it may require the green certificate holder to return to the UK until it is resolved. Myra, they're scaring us.
Okay, first of all, as even a non-EU, if you're showing or trying to show residence in Spain, you need the option at the border to be able to prove your right.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're going to be sent back to your country. Now, this is very alarming, and that's why I wrote a full article, which can be found on our website, on the facts versus the misinformation.
Yeah.
It's not really... I'm rather disappointed that this has been... A press release has been written in this way.
Well, it's... I mean, it's... There's a few more bits and pieces. But if you get as far as that, you immediately think, like we had the misinformation after El Brezi, that the Spanish police were going into Brit bars and rounding people. I had people phoning up going, I've heard it from a mate of mine down the road that there's like 20 Brits being held in Anarene and they're going to be put on a flight in the morning because they haven't got their TIEs. I mean, this is the sort of thing that will really upset
people. Let me read a little bit from my notes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what I've written.
Right.
Which we know recently, misinformation has been spreaded that UK nationals in Spain will lose their green residence certificate basically at the end of 2025.
Yeah.
This claim has no legal basis under the withdrawal agreement or Spanish law. However, changes in EU residency documentation may eventually lead to a transition away from the green certificate. This is, I'd also written an article a couple of years ago, 21, I think, and you can read that. Yeah. How, why the Greens, that won't be for UK nationals, but, okay?
Yeah.
It won't be because they're trying to take this away from UK nationals. So, current legal status of the green certificate, that's important. Let's look at the legality, yes?
Yeah.
And I'm not telling people they shouldn't update to a TIE. Of course they can. Some are not going to be travelling and don't wish to update or haven't got around to it for whatever their reason. So Spain implicated Article 18.4 of the Withdrawal Agreement, which stated that UK nationals did not need to apply for a new residency status. As a result, there was no requirement to apply for the new registration document, but they had the option to obtain the TIE, tarjeta de identidad extranjera, a biometric card that serves as proof of their withdrawal agreement right. That is lifted out of the resolution, like a Spanish resolution giving instructions
yeah.
for how The UK nationals with a green certificate updating to a TIE, if they wished or not, should be treated. So the green certificate remains a legally valid proof of residency for UK nationals.
Yeah.
There is no official announcement from Spain stating that the certificate will become invalid.
What?
Any change to its validity would require new Spanish law, which could contradict the withdrawal agreement. Why the information, misinformation is all to do with the EES. But one has to clarify what you're meaning rather than frightening people when you're explaining that the green certificate is not biometrical, it's not readable, so it could certainly delay your entry.
Yeah.
Because by going, the whole idea of EES to make easy exit and entry. And if you've got the green certificate, remember all the non-EU have the green certificate, but of course they're coming with a different passport. So nobody's not going, nobody's looking at that. But if you're coming with a UK passport, then you're expected to go through a different system or a different channel.
Well, there's more, so, Myra. There's more. Sorry, just to finish that point you're making. But
yeah, just to say very quickly, the green certificate is not biometric, which means it may lead to slower processing times at airports and borders. But to be told that you're going to be treated like a tourist or not allowed entry.
Yep, that's, you know, that's what, the, I mean, that, honestly, that,
that's irresponsible.
That's the thing it says. I mean, it says, you know, it's saying here, you know, this could lead to them being denied entry and return to the UK.
Yes.
It could also lead to them being taken out to the car park.
Could,
yes, but you won't, but you see.
Yes, could.
Exactly. You know.
Just go back a bit on that. Back a bit on that.
Right.
When it says you could wrongly be on that paragraph you read,
yeah,
it
indeed.
Does in the beginning, but people.
So,
it gives you a hint there, wrongly.
Yes, indeed. How very perceptive. Yes, okay, so as a result, here we go. Paragraph three again, right? As a result, green certificate holders attempting to enter Spain or any other country in the Schengen zone will not be able to use their green certificate as valid proof of residency, okay, and may be wrongly accused of overstaying in the EU. This could.
That's it.
Yes. That's it. You're right. And that this
may wrongly. So there's an admission there. But you see, I'm just for citizens. I've said this before and on the radio program, your program, many years ago. I don't owe allegiance to the British embassy, the British government, the Spanish government. My allegiance is to the citizens. And for that reason, I will, no matter how much of my time it takes, I will continue to provide facts.
Right. Well,
I will not scaremonger.
Well, this will really get you going then. Okay. Brace yourself. Okay. In bold, Myra, okay, in bold on the press release, here we go. The British Embassy and the Spanish government is therefore urging those remaining green certificate holders to get a TIE as soon as possible. His Majesty's ambassador to Spain, Sir Alex Ellis, said, "We want British residents in Spain to be able to travel smoothly into this country. That's why it's really important that anyone with a green certificate gets a TIE. It can take a few months, so start the process now to ensure smooth travel once the EES comes into force later this year." Myra.
Well, this is the hymn sheet that the British Embassy and the Spanish government have been singing from since soon after Brexit.
Yeah.
But why? Why are they? Why? Because even before there was discussion on the EES or ETIAS, they've been trying to push. So are we saying that the Spanish government were wrong when they chose 18.4 from the withdrawal agreement? Are they regretting that they chose the article? Are they now wishing to backtrack because that is not acceptable? The law is the law. And this is not me trying to say you should keep your green certificate. This is me saying you have the right of choice because the Spanish government gave you that right of choice.
Yeah, I mean,
but if it's inconvenient for them now, they should have chosen another route.
This is the thing they're saying. Look, we've got this bright, shiny EES system, but which we should all be using because it makes it easier. But however, you know, as I said, you say that the thing is, it's the wrongly, it's the thing in the third paragraph which say they may be. Sorry, the fourth paragraph. As a result, the green certificate holders attempting to enter Spain or any other country will not be able to use their green certificates as valid proof of residency and wrongly accused of overstaying in the EU. Presumably, you don't have to go through the EES then if you don't want to. You could say, no, I want to go through, you know, the old-fashioned line.
Well, it's biometric. Yeah. It's just two. There'll be two options.
Yeah.
They cannot refuse. And I'm sorry, again, it's just where people have been worried and frightened. And there was on our page, not on our group, our page is sort of where in the information without the drama,
yeah,
supposed to be. Sometimes we close off. And somebody had really, I do defend people's rights.
Yeah.
So somebody had attacked, in a kind of way, had judged. So saying, you know, if you don't have, can't understand why you haven't updated, blah, blah, you must be still living with paraffin lamps. So I wrote there. I wrote.
Trust
today,
me, I used to live with paraffin lamps in the casita. It was very pleasant, I tell you.
And it can be very, very nice, can't it? Very nice.
Yes, exactly.
Each person has a right to decide what suits them. Many people made an informed, lawful choice to keep the green certificate and the choices, and that choice is protected. This isn't about being behind the times, hence the paraffin lamp. It's about understanding rights, respecting different situations, and not pressuring others into decisions they don't need or want to make. These are people who have already updated, and then they want to tell everybody else they should do it, otherwise they're living in the Middle Ages. I encourage those who travel to consider the TIE for practical reasons, but I also stand up for those who are being unfairly judged. Residency status is a matter of law, not opinion. And I say, let's support each other's decision. You know, let's support each other. Let's not attack each other.
You see, the way this is...
Because...
Yeah. Go on, sorry, Myra.
Yeah. Sorry, it's just to remember that residency status is a matter of law, not opinion. Let's have less opinions from wherever they come.
Yeah.
The embassy, I'm sure, are trying to make it easy in a certain way, trying to encourage people to use a biometric. I wrote an article a few years ago about the biometric card versus a green certificate,
yeah,
letting people know the facts and giving them the option, not frightening.
I mean, the biometric system.
We expect that from the press.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the biometric system comes in when if you're coming on holiday, short stay. Okay, that's fine. You got your passport. That's a biometric document, surely. But again, if you look at the wording of this, you see, because it is quite crafty, because the way they've said that, because to be, yeah,
as protection to avoid being, yeah, challenged. Well, I've challenged it I've even heard that. I've challenged the interview because we have to. Somebody has to. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you after. I'm going to send this document straight afterwards. But the way it says, you know, it says to be exempt from registering with the EES, right? But then it says the green certificate will not be recognised. But it seems if you read that without reading it, you'd think, okay, I can't get in because it's not, you know, it's in two different paragraphs.
Exactly.
And when it starts with, as a result, the green certificate holders attempting to enter Spain will not be able to use their green certificate as a valid proof of residency, that's... as an EES document, not as a going up to a border control person going,
yes,
this is here, this is
exactly
here, and here is my passport, by the way, as well. And that proves that's your biometric data to prove that I'm not, you know, kingpin to a huge underground, I don't know, snail smuggling network. And you know, and here's the green piece of paper that I got in 19, whatever it was, yeah?
Yes, I'm very disappointed because as I spend my time writing all the time, that has been written with one aim, and that is to deceive.
Yes.
I'm sorry, and I hope the embassy is listening. I haven't yet met our new ambassador. Of course, we collaborated a lot with the ambassador that left.
Yes.
I'm probably not. They're not going to charge to meet me because I have to... You know, like I say, my allegiance is to the citizens, to the residents of Spain, and also to visitors, UK national, and all people coming in. So I was rather shocked. I didn't know that came as an official because one can always...
I'm looking at it now, Myra. It's official for public release, British Embassy in Madrid, all the bells and whistles you'd expect, you know, with gov.uk. And that's from the Director of Communications at the Embassy in Madrid. So that is what they're sending out.
Well, maybe you could have a consul or something, and they will tell you then. That would be nice if you could have one of the consuls on, or the ambassador, and they will show you how they have protected themselves by using certain wording.
Indeed.
Well. But you have to know you're looking for that. You're looking between the lines.
Nah.
So I suppose we're not the most popular today, and there'd be a lot of people out there who are going, oh, well, you know, we've had time to get there. Hence my last bit. You know, it's your choice.
Yeah.
It's your choice. You must. I like to provide facts. I like to inform correctly, based on law, and then let people make choices. I'm not here to tell people what they should do. There are a lot of other groups out there. We have a group, but there are a lot of other groups who will be telling you. And there was one that in the past would be very critical of people that didn't toe whatever the line was put forward. You know, like I said, residency status is a matter of law, not opinion.
Yeah.
That's all I can
really end on. Now, the reason I'm laughing is because a few years ago now, I'm remembering you and me and the British ambassador and everybody else stood up and said one thing, and you just stood up and went, right, well, you're all wrong. And it was basically, try and get the microphone off Myra. I remember that so well because you...
Actually, it wasn't... Yes, it wasn't the previous. It was the one before.
Yeah, it was the previous,
And
yeah.
I didn't just stand up and say you're all wrong. I said, with respect. But I was so humiliated for laughing. I did turn to the ambassador then and
you
said,
did.
With respect.
With respect.
And of course, taking the mic off me did me a huge favour, because I stopped doing certain legal clinics in that area, which really took a lot.
Right. Well,
you remember that. That's seared
into my memory. Myra, I'm very sorry. I'm going to have to cut you short because I'm going to actually run out of time, believe it or not. We've flown through that. But give me your final thoughts on having heard that press release for the first time.
Well, I'm quite shocked, actually. It was bad enough hearing the interview, but to hear that coming as an official, you know, it's so obvious to me. As somebody who writes, I can see how that has been written with the intent to worry people, basically, into updating. I don't know if there's some collaboration between the embassy and the Spanish government to get your 12 euros. I really don't know what it's about, but that's not the way to... But people can go to our website and read the future of the Green Residence Certificate, facts versus misinformation, and they'll get everything from law there, including an article at the bottom they can link to where I talk about the possibility of the Green Certificate being faded out for everybody in the future for a biometric version. Okay, thank you.
No problem at all, Myra. And where should they go what should they hit immediately to go directly to you?
I suggest just Google Citizens Advice Spain. From there, they can get the website. From there, they can get our group, nearly 92,000 now.
Marvellous.
So,
Myra,
you know, we are trusted. It's a private group, so it shows people make an effort to find us.
Right then, okay. Myra, what's your inbox? Because this is coming your way. Thanks very much for your time today.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.